Chapter 11. Myths and Legends. Every country has its own myths and legends. Canada is no exception. The Legend of the Flying Canoe. One New Year's Day, 8 lumberjacks in a forest wanted to go home to see their women. But ice covered the river, and there was no way home. Baptiste, one of the men, made a pact with the devil to ride on a flying canoe. But the devil gave him some conditions for this. "You must return the canoe early tomorrow morning, or I'll keep your soul," said the devil. "Don't say God's name, don't fly over any churches, and don't touch a cross. These are my conditions." Baptiste accepted these conditions, and they received a magic canoe from the devil. It traveled in the air, but not over any churches, and soon they arrived home. They were all very happy. The next morning, the lumberjacks woke up early. "We didn't touch a cross or fly over a church," they said. "Now we must return the canoe to the devil." But Baptiste was asleep, so they covered his mouth and took him to the canoe with them. Now it was impossible for him to say God's name accidentally. It was time to return to the forest. But while they were still in the air, Baptiste opened his eyes, pulled the cover from his mouth, and shouted, "Mon Dieu! Why did you cover my mouth?" At the name of God, the canoe fell and hit a tree. All the men fell from it and disappeared. Some people believe the lumberjacks are still in the forest today. Ogopogo, a timid monster. According to legend, there's a strange creature in the waters of Okanagan Lake in the province of British Columbia. In the past, local native tribes called this creature Naitaka, or Lake Devil, and they were afraid of it. Each time they wanted to cross the lake in their canoes, they threw a small animal into the water to distract the monster.
"Here, monster, eat this, not us!"
The monster in Okanagan Lake made its first public appearance in 1872, and many more followed. In the 1920s, the monster got the name Ogopogo from a British song. After that, Ogopogo became a very popular tourist attraction, just like the Loch Ness Monster in Scotland. The majority of Ogopogo's appearances happened between June and September. Because of this, many people believe the monster hibernates in a cave during the winter months, and that's why we never see it. In 1989, a man called Ken Chaplin filmed an interesting video. He believed it showed Ogopogo. People wanted to see it, and he finally sold it to a U.S. TV company for around $30,000. But later, wildlife experts and scientists examined the video and concluded that it didn't show Ogopogo, but an exotic beaver. Author Arlene Gall, an expert on Ogopogo, published several books about it between 1976 and 2001. She says she saw Ogopogo on numerous occasions. Today, the mystery of Ogopogo still goes on, and the tourists keep coming. Does the monster exist? Maybe. But it must be an extremely timid monster with no desire to be an international celebrity.